Books on Tape presents The Magicians by Lev Grossman, read by Mark Bramhall. I'll break my staff, bury it certain fathoms in the earth, and deeper than did ever plummet sound, I'll drown my book. William Shakespeare, The Tempest. Book One. Brooklyn. Quentin did a magic trick. Nobody noticed. They picked their way along the cold, uneven sidewalk together, James, Julia, and Quentin. James and Julia held hands. That's how things were now. The sidewalk wasn't quite wide enough, so Quentin trailed after them like a sulky child. He would rather have been alone with Julia, or just alone, period, but you couldn't have everything, or at least the available evidence pointed overwhelmingly to that conclusion. Okay, James said over his shoulder. Q, let's talk strategy. James seemed to have a sixth sense for when Quentin was starting to feel sorry for himself. Quentin's interview was in 7 minutes. James was right after him. Nice firm handshake, lots of eye contact. Then, when he's feeling comfortable, you hit him with a chair and I'll break his password and email Princeton. Just be yourself, Q, Julia said. Her dark hair was pulled back in a wavy bunch. Somehow it made it worse that she was always so nice to him. How is that different from what I said? Quentin did the magic trick again. It was a very small trick, a basic one-handed sleight with a nickel.